Hello, I am Ashley A. Knapp of AshleyAKnapp.com. I am a writing and arts student. Today is September 17th, 2013. Today I had one of my full school days. The day started off with me feeling kind of hectic because I had two papers assigned at the end of last week that because I'd taken on those two freelancer gigs, I did not get to at all this weekend, even though I worked on school 8 hours each day. And I know to you people that work like 10 hours a day, this sounds like whining, because it is. But yeah, I didn't get to it. So today I woke up feeling like, ah! But the good thing is that I have a 3-hour break in the middle of the day. Plus, I don't start school until 11:30, so I have lots of time early in the morning. So the first class of the day I had today was science fiction and philosophy, and in that class we watched an episode of the original Star Trek series. We watched the episode The Enemy Within, which is notorious for being a little bit misogynistic because of one of the plot lines, but was picked because it deals with the issues of personal identity and what defines a person. Then we discussed, I think it was John Locke's definition of a person, which is a person is not defined by their body, their mind, or their soul, but rather by the continuous process of thought influenced by memory. So, in this episode, The Enemy Within a Star Trek, one Kirk goes down and two Kirks come up, which means that it cannot be teleportation in a traveling sense because you can't get more matter without taking it from somewhere, which means it's not moving the same atoms, which means it destroys the atoms and rearranges them into something new each time. So it's a destruction of the physical body and then a reconstitution. So what makes Kirk a person in this episode is not the body, because it changes every time they get on and off the teleporter, but rather their thought processes that are continuous. And when these thought processes change, you know, with evil Kirk and good Kirk, then did he cease to be the same person? We're probably going to explore this more later. I think he's setting us up to argue that, okay, if this defines a human, then why won't sufficiently sophisticated AI be a human? Or not a human, a person. Personhood. Which I think can get messy because those issues can get complicated. Because you can't just say how someone was born. Because I think that the birthplace justification for marginalization has a pretty rocky history already in our culture. So that's what we talked about in sci-fi and philosophy. In art history, we talked about the early Northern Renaissance with artists such as Han van Eyck and their use of oil painting and what oil painting allowed the Northern Renaissance painters to do that they couldn't do in Italy. But other things they didn't quite have a handle on, such as scientific perspective, which they knew about in Italy, because Brunelleschi. And then in drawing class, I presented one of my old figure drawings against 7 points of compositional defects or deficiencies, which is just really complicated. Basically, it had to do with placement of the page, use of volume, use of rendering, use of these other elements. I picked one that I did 3 years ago, I think now, for my first semester of drawing. And I liked it, and I wrote a paper on it, and I typed it up, and we presented those today. And then in class, for the 2.5 hours, we did an exercise. And with this exercise, we drew the figure, a male nude figure, with watercolor pencils and brushes. So we did 2 gestures, and then a 45-minute drawing, and then a 30-minute drawing, which we're going to return to this Wednesday. Which was a really fun experience. I haven't uploaded those yet. I'm going to get to it soon. When they're uploaded, you'll be able to see them probably linked to on my Twitter, Control-Elite, or on my Tumblr, which would be uploaded to the aakfigures.tumblr.com account for my nude figures. And just a little bit ago, I turned in my first paper for my science fiction and philosophy class, so here's hoping the professor likes it. Alright, that's all for me today. I am Ashley A. Knapp of AshleyAKnapp.com. Good night.